Hey everybody, welcome to Personal Mastery Module 1. This is video 2 and we're talking about unlocking your magic. In this video, I'm going to explain to you what that means. I'm going to break down the two words, unlocking and magic, talk about your partnership with spirit, and again, I'm going to choose two cards, or I already have chosen two cards, from Wisdom of the Oracle to help me show you and illustrate more about what this means. So let's first talk about these two words, unlocking and magic. So if we look at unlocking, there's an implication that something is locked away. And truthfully, if you look at your magic, I always like to think of Harry Potter, actually, the little kid who gets locked underneath the stairs. It's like all of us have a little bit of that Harry in us where we've been locked away and we can't really express our magic in the world because the family outside of us or the society outside of us prevents us because we're conditioned to believe we're not allowed. And everybody feels that way in this course when they first come in. They're like, oh my God, this is magical. And you realize like, oh, you really can express this. So all of us have been somehow conditioned to believe we're not allowed to express our magic in the world. So that divine spark that is within us is actually the divine spark that relates to spirit. We are part of spirit. Spirit is in us. We are in spirit. It is not a separated relationship the way that we have been taught. Many of us in our upbringings have been taught that we are actually separate from a white man God in the sky or whatever. So we are brought up to believe that there's us as humans and this thing that's outside of us that decides whether we're good or bad, like Santa Claus. But ultimately, we really are part of this conscious universe. So the intelligence of the universe or the spirit is inside us already, and that's the magic. So when we unlock that, boof, right away, we're reigniting that flame within us, that intelligence that is within us, and then we ignite a partnership. So that's the magic. So when we unlock it, we're saying, I'm opening it up. And the magic itself is the fact that we are already inherently connected to spirit, to this conscious universe, to source energy, to divine intelligence, whatever you want to call it, we are part of it. So if you look at unlocking and magic, now you're saying in personal mastery, I am making a conscious commitment to unlock my magic, to experience my magic as I connect to the universe. Why and how? I do it through the Oracle cards. And why am I doing it? I'm doing it so that I can become the person that experiences that unique, authentic, inspired life that I intend. So it's a partnership. That's what happens when we unlock our magic. We automatically step into a partnership with spirit that may have existed before off and on for us. It's like the magic was always there, but because we've been conditioned to see ourselves as separate from spirit, and we kind of know we have a soul, you know, and we see that separated ego desires as how we should move forward in a linear way through setting goals and chasing them, etc., that cuts us off from the magic. And the way we tune into the magic is through our intuition. And when we use Oracle cards, it's like going to the intuition gym. And then we get more and more confident and we can trust it because we see evidence on a daily basis. The more we work with the cards, we're like, whoa, this is really like picking up a phone and saying like, okay, spirit, tell me what I need to do. Or like, okay, where am I being reflected right now? Well, how do I need to course correct? And all those kind of things that were not necessarily that obvious to us when we were pushing everything through our intellect and our five senses. So as we work with these Oracle cards and as we work with following the questions that are set out for us here in Personal Mastery, we start to open up different doorways and it starts to be more and more obvious that the magic has always been inside you and that you have, like, that's why we call this Hogwarts for adults, because it really is like you discover magic here in Personal Mastery. It just shows up in your daily life as amazing things that synchronistically fall into your lap. So I chose two cards to help me illustrate this, and I got the same card again as the last time. I got new life. So I think when I look at this, I thought, how do we unlock our magic? Well, we stretch beyond the confines of the egg. right? So if we look at the egg as representing the conditioning and the ideas that we believe about ourselves, that when we come to personal mastery, we say, I'm always like this, I'm like this, da 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 da. Then that became an egg through which we grew, right? And now we have to break out of that egg and stretch beyond it. And that's what new life means. How we unlock our magic, here you are, you're coming out of that egg, it was in there all along, and now we have a new life that we're stretching to reach. And the best card was serendipity. That follows this card. And that means that synchronicity is also engaged immediately. When we open up our connection to the universe, we come in partnership with it, we've opened up, we've unlocked our magic, we're starting to experience it, and all kinds of stuff starts to happen in our life that we didn't make happen. So we start to trust that there's our part is to do the legwork of, you know, peeling off the onion skins, looking and getting to the core of our magic and our, you know, our intentions and our capacity to have deliberate intentions and see them outpictured in the world. And then the partnership part where spirit does, or the universe does the how, because you can sit here and go, I don't know how that's going to happen, but serendipity says that's not our job. There's a fabulous quote that I love, and I'm not sure exactly the source, but it's, if you take one step towards the gods, they will take 10 steps towards you. I actually heard Joseph Campbell say it on one of his videos, and I don't know where he got it from, but boy, oh boy, did that ever hit me. Because we think we have to do all the steps, but the truth is we have to show up, suit up, do things, the small things, the chop wood, carry water, stretching out of our egg, and then spirit acts on our behalf. The invisible world starts to move on our behalf in partnership with us, for our benefit. So let's go over what we talked about in this video. So I talked about unlocking your magic. I described what unlocking meant and magic. I talked about the partnership with the universe and the fact that we tune into divine energy all the time. And lastly, we talked about the two cards, new life that came up again, and serendipity. Now, I'm going to see you in the next video, which is all about your story in motion. See you there.